Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Working Group call on 29th of February, 2016 at 1600 UTC. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call, as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room, so if you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now. Thank you. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. You may begin.
Okay, thanks. I guess this is Jeff Newman. I will kick off the call. Everyone should see the agenda on the Adobe chat room. So we've already done skip the roll call. Are there any updates to anyone's statements of interest? And
good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD subsequent.
Maybe Steve Chan, if you could help me have most people file their statement.
Procedures working group call on 29th of February, 2016.
Statements of interest, or are we still missing a few?
At 1600 UTC. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll.
Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve.
Roll call, as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by...
For the most part, people have been pretty good about completing their SOIs, but...
Yeah. ...the Adobe Connect room. So if you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now?
It's one of the very few requirements that... is in place for participation in the working group, so for those that have not.
Thank you. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription.
The limited few. I would encourage you to please do that as soon as you can.
And to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking.
Thanks.
To avoid any background noise, you may begin.
And as I think we said on the last call, if you could please... do so this week. Otherwise, if you're listed as a member. Okay, thanks. I guess this is Jeff Newman. We'll drop you into the observer category. I will kick off the call. Everyone should, until such time that you do your statement of interest, and then you could go back to see the agenda on the Adobe chat room. So we've already done to being a member. Skip the roll call. Are there any updates? So what we thought we would do first is just introduce the leadership team to anyone's statements of interest and just tell you a little bit about ourselves. Maybe Steve Chan, if you could help me have most people file their statements and then if you guys have any questions about us, I want to statements of interest, or are we still missing a few? Thank everyone for... the nominations.
Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve.
And for supporting us, the three co-chairs are...
For the most part, people have been pretty good about completing their SOIs, but... Yeah.
Myself, Jeff Newman, Steve Coates, and...
It's one of the very few requirements that...
And Avri Doria, and some of you are familiar with
is in place for participation in the working group, so for those that have not.
All of us. And I'll do a little bit about myself, and then I'll...
The limited few. I would encourage you to please do that as soon as you can.
Turn it over to Avri and then to Steve Coates.
Thanks.
So I've been around for a number, and as I think we said on the last call, if you could please, for years now, I guess I'm considered one of the old-timers. I do so this week. Otherwise, if you're listed as a member, been around since prior to when ICANN was formed, and we'll drop you into the observer category, participated in some fashion in every single until such time that you do your statement of interest, and then you could go back to round of GTLDs since they were first introduced and new to being a member. GTLDs were called in 2000, So what we thought we would do first is just introduce the leadership team. I participated in the 2000 and just tell you a little bit about ourselves round when I was an employee at Neustar, where I was there for 15 and then if you guys have any questions about us, I want to 15 years. And we applied for .biz. Thank everyone for the nominations and then subsequently was the back-end operator then for supporting us. The three co-chairs are for .travel and a couple other top-level domains. Myself, Jeff Newman, Steve Coates, and so I also participated in the Avery Doria, and some of you are familiar with next new GTLD process that kicked off in 2000, all of us. And so just I'll do a little bit about myself, and then I'll turn it over to Aubrey and then to Steve Coates. Five or so, where Bruce Tonkin was the initial chair. So I've been around for a number, and then Aubrey, who will introduce herself in a minute, was the of years now. I guess I'm considered one of the old-timers. When Bruce went to the board, Aubrey took over and been around since prior to when ICANN was formed and was the chair at that point. I was not on the council, but participated in some fashion in every single new time, so we were only allowed on some of the sub-teams. That was a round of GTLDs since they were first introduced, the new working group of just the council, if I remember correctly. New GTLDs were called in 2000. So I left Neustar. I participated in the 2000 last year in 2015 and joined a company called Validea round when I was an employee at Neustar, where I was there for 5 years and cum laude. We are a corporate registry 10 years. And we applied for .biz, as well as a consulting company that consults with biz, and then subsequently was the back-end operator for new TLD registries, mostly brand registries, and for .travel and a couple other top-level domain registries that are open and restricted. So with that, let me... So I also participated in the... turn it over. Aubrey, are you on the phone? Next new GTLD process that kicked off in 2000.
Yes, I am. Can I be heard?
Yes. Go on. Five or so, where Bruce Tonkin was the initial chair. Aubrey, thanks.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. So I'm Aubrey Doria.
And then Aubrey, who will introduce herself in a minute, was the when Bruce went to the board, Aubrey took over and was the chair at that point. I was not on the council at the time.
I'm a member of the non-commercial stakeholder group.
Time, so we were only allowed on some of the sub-teams. That was a...
...and have been for a while. At the time that I was on the...
working group of just the council, if I remember correctly.
The council initially, I was a non-com appointee, and...
So I left Neustar...
Basically, what we had then was... we did
last year in 2015 and joined a company called Validea.
PDPs often by a task force.
And cum laude, we are a corporate registry.
Which was composed of the GNSO Council.
As well as a consulting company that consults with.
As a committee of the whole. And basically, as I
became. New TLD registries, mostly brand registries and.
Became chair after Bruce left. I ended up basically chairing the end game, as it were, of the process.
Registries that are open and restricted. So with that, let me...
Most of the discussions had already gone on, and we were down to...
turn it over. Aubrey, are you on the phone?
Coming to agreement on various issues. So that... Yes, I am. Can I be heard?
Yes. Go on.
Was that I served in the council twice, once.
Aubrey, thanks.
Okay, hi. Yeah, so I'm Aubrey Doria for 5 years as a non-com appointee, and then one. I'm a member of the non-commercial stakeholder group for 2 years since just ending last year, and have been for a while. At the time that I was on the NCSG, a non-commercial stakeholder group, represent council initially, I was a NOMCOM appointee, and I'm an independent research consultant. Basically, what we had then was we did have my own little research, I don't know whether it's a business, an enterprise, a startup, or what have you. I had PDPs often by a task force have various clients that are both commercial clients, and which was composed of the GNSO council and non-commercial clients for whom I do various as a committee of the whole. And basically, as I did research, always having a clause in my contract, became chair after Bruce left. I ended up basically chairing that says when I function in working groups, I function the end game, as it were, of the process and as an independent entity. And basic, most of the discussions had already gone on, and we were down to clay. You know, I say what I say, I do what I say, and if they don't like it, they'll come into agreement on various issues. So that fired me. Mostly I haven't been fired. Was that I served in the council twice, once, I haven't been yet. But anyhow, that's who I am, and for 5 years as a NOMCOM appointee, and then I'm happy to be able to work on this. I'm not quite as for 2 years since just ending last year, as much an old-timer as Jeff. I basically, as NCSG, a non-commercial stakeholder group, representatively got involved after 2005. And it is. I'm an independent research consultant. Thanks. Have my own little research.
Thanks, Aubrey. And I actually forgot to mention which...
I don't know whether it's a business, an enterprise, a startup, or what have you.
Constituencies or stakeholder groups I'm in.
Have various clients that are both commercial clients and...
Currently, I'm a voting member of the registrar stakeholder...
And non-commercial clients for whom I do various...
...stakeholder group, and then we represent some clients that...
research, always having a clause in my contract.
...vote in the registry stakeholder group, so I'm a contracted party...
...that says when I function in working groups, I function...
...outside. Steve Coates. If you want
to, as an independent entity and basic,
to introduce yourself, please.
Sure. My name is, you guys can hear
me. You know, I say what I say, I do what I say, and if they don't like it, they'll
fire me, right?
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Fire me. Mostly I haven't been fired.
I'm at home right now, so I often have technical difficulties.
I haven't been yet. But anyhow, that's who I am, and
that I wouldn't have otherwise. So apologies, Steve Coates.
I'm happy to be able to work on this. I'm not quite as.
I'm currently at Twitter, where I've served as associate director of legal.
Much an old timer, as Jeff. I basically
for a few years now. I
got involved after 2005.
Am in charge of our. Intellectual property,
thanks.
Marketing, and domain practices, as well as...
thanks, Aubrey, and I actually forgot to mention which...
Internet policy. I've been a member...
constituencies or stakeholder groups I'm in.
Of the business constituency for about 2 years now.
Currently, I'm a voting member of the registrar state.
And that's about as long as I've been active on
stakeholder group. And then we represent some clients that
at ICANN. So I am the newest member.
Vote in the registry stakeholder group. So I'm a contracted party
of this team.
Outside. Steve Coates, if you want.
Right now, I am serving on the 2016.
To introduce yourself, please.
Sure. My name is, you guys can hear me, nominating committee, and also I'm here, right?
Great. Yeah.
Okay, yep. Cool. Dev on the BC on various other subcommittees. I'm at home right now, so I often have technical difficulties within the GTLD space. I'm obviously upset that I wouldn't have otherwise, so apologies. Steve Coates participating in this working group. I also I'm currently at Twitter, where I've served as associate director, lead to Pate, on the Internet Committee at INTA, the International, for a few years now. International Trademark Association, and I've spoken. I'm in charge of our intellectual property widely on this particular topic. Marketing and domain practices, as well as I'm both passionate personally and professionally about internet policy. I've been a member for the next round, whatever that may look like, so I'm very excited about it. Prior to my work at Twitter, I worked at Amazon of the business constituency for about 2 years now, on senior counsel on the trademark team. While I was now, and that's about as long as I've been active on not directly responsible for the GTLD process there at ICANN. So I am the newest member who sat in the sidelines and watched it all happen. Of this team. So not nearly as experienced as my co-chair. Right now I am serving on the 2016 I bring a slightly different experience nominating committee, and also experience on the commercial side. Active on the BC on various other subcommittees within the GTLD space. I'm obviously.
Thanks, Steve, and Ed.
Participating in this working group. I also participate.
As we noticed, and we all have, we have two Steves that are
participate on the Internet Committee at INTA, the International.
Working very heavily in this group. We have Steve Chan with
National Trademark Association, and I've spoken widely on this particular topic. I'm both passionate, personally and professionally, about
ICANN staff, who's our lead ICANN staff person.
For the next round, whatever that may look like. So I'm very excited about it.
On this, and then Steve Coates. So both are Steve C's.
Okay. Prior to my work at Twitter, I worked at Amazon.
So if you missed the very beginning, we're going to call Steve Coates.
Amazon senior counsel on the trademark team. While I was
near Coates or at Twitter, Steve. And
not directly responsible for the GTLD process there.
Steve Chan will be Steve Chan, I guess. So as you can
I was sat in the sidelines and watched it all happen.
You can see, as Avery posted, we have a pretty diverse leadership team.
So not nearly as experienced as my co-chair.
It's weird to refer to me as the old-timer, but I guess I'll get used to it.
Bring a slightly different experience
to it. So with that said,
experience on the commercial side.
Are there any questions for any of us? Thanks, Steve, and Ed, on the leadership team. As we noticed, and I we all have we have two Steves that are. I'll just give a minute, or not a minute, working very heavily in this group. We have Steve Chan with a few seconds for people to raise their hand. All right, Khaled, ICANN staff, who's our lead ICANN staff person. You've got the floor.
Yes, hi.
On this, and then Steve Coates. So both are Steve C's.
I'm so happy to hear that we reached a great conference.
So if you missed the very beginning, we're going to call Steve Coates,
on the leadership, and as Avery said,
your Coates or at Twitter, Steve, and
we have a old timer, mid timer, and the new timer. But I think
Steve Chan will be Steve Chan, I guess. So as you can,
I'm sure that you guys will do great. My question
is, as Avery posted, we have a pretty diverse leadership team.
In fact, is how do you imagine you three?
It's weird to refer to me as the old timer, but I guess I'll get used to it.
Three of you, the process will be between the three of you to
it. So with that said,
to make sure that there is no block going.
Are there any questions for any of us
of the process or decision making
On the leadership team?
So the working group can go fluently.
I'll just give a minute, or not a minute. Yeah, that's a great question, and I guess in a few seconds for people to raise their hand. All right, Khaled, I'll start, and if one of the or both of the other co-chairs want to, you've got the floor.
Yes, hi.
Jump in as well. I think, you know, what we're...
I'm so happy to hear that we reached a great conference.
What we're going
to
do is we're going to take turns leading and chairing the meeting.
Conference on the leadership. And as Avery said...
So I guess I'm on board for chairing.
We have a old timer, mid timer, and a new timer. But I think...
In this first meeting, and then Avery will take the next one.
I'm sure that you guys will do great. My question...
And Steve Coates will take the third one.
In fact, is how do you imagine you three...
We'll do a rotation as best we can, at least initially. And then, you know, we're planning on having...
Three of you, the process will be between the three of you to...
Leadership calls every week, or at least before the...
To make sure that there is no block going...
The main call, so we can discuss division of work and
of the process or decision making,
and discuss our ideas and make sure that we're representing.
So the working group can go fluently.
Representing the working group, and of course, if anyone, yeah, that's a great question, and I guess it feels like they have any questions, or if we're. I'll start, and if one of the or both of the other co-chairs want to not doing the group justice, and then feel free to raise that with jump in as well. I think you know what we're with any one of us. So Avery or Steve, we're going to do is we're going to take turns leading and chairing the meetings. So I guess I'm on board for chairing. Steve Coates, do you guys want to add anything to that? In this first meeting. And then Avery will take the next one.
This is Avery. The only thing I would add is that one...
And Steve Coates will take the third one. And
we have the team leads for the various...
We'll do a rotation as best we can, at least initially.
Streams, then, you know, we'll be including...
And then, you know, we're planning on having...
Them in those pre-calls. And to make sure that
leadership calls every week, or at least before the,
you know, when we go after, you know, Senex,
the main call, so we can discuss division of work and
meeting that we are all ready
and discuss our ideas and make sure that we're represent
and such for that meeting. And I think over
presenting the working group and. Of course, if anyone
time as issues develop, you know, we may find
feels like they have any questions, or if we're
find that among ourselves, one or another of us
not doing the group justice, and then feel free to raise that with.
We'll take the point on a particular issue
with any one of us. So Avery or Steve
or process depends on works out. But we,
Steve Coates, do you guys want to add anything to that?
We would always do it in cooperation with the rest of the leadership team. Thanks. This is Avery. The only thing I would add is that once...
Thanks, Avery, and great...
We have the team leads for the various...
Points, absolutely. Steve Coates, you want to add anything?
Streams, then, you know, we'll be including...
Sure. This is Steve Coates.
Them in those pre-calls. And to make sure that
I've always taken the approach that, you know, when I'm in a leadership role in a process such as this, that I view my role,
you know, when we go after, you know, say next
Shepherd. And so, Khalid, as you made the
meeting that we are all ready
point about making sure that there are no blockers
and such for that meeting. And I think over
That's exactly how I view my role is to make sure that things are
time as issues develop, you know, we may find
shepherding through the process as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Well,
that among ourselves, one or another of us
still being proactive on making sure we are.
We'll take the point on a particular issue.
Doing the work that is necessary. When I do
or process depends on works out, but we
do have to put on a hat. I will make it very clear that hat is
would always do it in cooperation with the rest of the leadership team.
Thanks. Is on behalf of Twitter or on behalf of, you know, the
thanks, Aubrey, and great
leadership role that I will fulfill here, and so there won't
points absolutely. Steve Coates, you want to add anything?
Be any lack? Sure. This is Steve Coates. Of clarity for whatever position that has to be. I've always taken the approach that, you know, when I'm that's generally my approach. A leadership role in a process such as this, that I view my role.
Thanks, Steve Coates.
Shepherd, and so Khalid, as you made the
is anybody Khalid, you still have your hand up? Do you have a new question or
point about making sure that there are no blockers?
Is that an old hand?
That's exactly how I view my role is to make sure that things are
okay. Does anybody else have any questions?
Shepherding through the process as quickly and as efficiently as possible, whilst
great. So moving on to
still being proactive on making sure we are.
The next subject is talking about times for future
doing the work that is necessary. When I do
calls, and we did a doodle poll, we had pretty good.
You have to put on a hat. I will make it very clear that hat is
participation in the doodle poll, and two things came out of that poll.
Is, on behalf of Twitter or on behalf of, you know, the
first thing is that Mondays seem like a better day than the other day.
Leadership role that I will fulfill here. And so there won't
be days of the week. So that kind of came out on top. And
be any lack
on time rotation. It seemed that most people prefer kind
of clarity for whatever position that has to be.
One-to-one rotation between this time, which is 1600.
That's generally my approach.
UTC, and I think it's 2100. Thanks, Steve Coates. 100 UTC, let me just double-check that real quick. Is anybody, Khaled, you still have your hand up? Do you have a new question or Steve? Oh, sorry, 2200 UTC. Thank you, Steve. Is that an old hand? Oh, okay. Dan. So hopefully that, okay. Does anybody else have any questions? Is a good representation or it gets everyone. Great. So moving on to we've got a good time, or that we share the pain equally. On the next subject, it's talking about times for future time. If that turns out not to be the case and we need to move things around, calls. And we did a doodle poll. We had pretty good around. We'll try to schedule out for a little bit and then participation in the doodle poll. And two things came out of that poll. Let's see what we can do because we do have a good distribution of participants. First thing is that Mondays seem like a better day than the other participants from all around the world, which I think for me is exciting because a lot of the groups I chaired in the past had very many days of the week, so that kind of came out on top. And much participation from maybe one or two regions. On time rotation, it seemed that most people preferred kind of one and not that much from others. So I'm a one-to-one rotation between this time, which is 1600. Definitely happy that we have a good participation group at UTC, and I think it's 2100. So with that said, we are 100 UTC. Let me just double check that real quick. This week the end of this week, a lot of us are heading, 2200 UTC. Thank you, Steve. To Marrakesh, not all of us, but a lot of us. And we will have a 10. So hopefully that a face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh next week, we figure that is a good representation, or it gets everyone that will take off the following week, and then we've got a good time, or we share the pain equally on the Zoom, the next call of the working group on time. If that turns out not to be the case and we need to move things around, I believe it's Monday the 21st around, we'll try to schedule out for a little bit, and then I'm correct on my Mondays of March, so it is not, see what we can do, because we do have a good distribution of participants, not the week after we get back, but the week after that. So yes, Monday has been from all around the world, which I think for me is exciting, the 21st of March. And then our initial, because a lot of the groups I chaired in the past had very little thinking, is that we will have calls weekly, but as much participation from maybe one or two regions. I said on the last call, it's very possible that once we did not that much from others. So I'm we break out into sub-teams on certain topics that we may have. Definitely happy that we have a good participation group. The larger call once every 2 weeks, so that'll give you time to meet with. So with that said, we are the smaller sub-teams and work on this week the end of this week, a lot of us are heading individual items. So with that said, is into Marrakesh, not all of us, but a lot of us. And we will have, are there any questions on the schedule going ahead? A face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh next week, we figure that we'll take off the following week, and then we'll spend, I'll talk a little bit about the Marrakesh Zoom, the next call of the working group meeting towards the end of this call. So I'll discuss what's going on there. And I believe it's Monday the 21st. I'm correct on my Mondays of March, so it is not okay. So, sorry, I forgot to mention, not the week after we get back, but the week after that. So, yes, Monday. The length of the meetings, we're going to start it out with, I believe, our call, the 21st of March. And then our initial, hour and a half calls. And if we need to short thinking, is that we will have calls weekly. But as them, you know, we can obviously shorten them up. As I said on the last call, it's very possible that once we, if we don't need as long, but it's good for people to block out that time. We break out into sub teams on certain topics that we may have the larger call once every 2 weeks, so that'll give you time to meet with any of the smaller sub teams and work on questions on that. Individual items. So with that said, is it okay? So with that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to, are there any questions on the schedule going ahead? To Steve Chan, because I think at the end of the last meeting, Steve Chan went over some items that I thought were pretty important to repeat, because it seemed like people were dropping off the phone, and it also seemed that, you know, I really want to give a good background on not just the work that we're going to do, but some of the work that's also going on concurrently and how we interact with those other groups, whether it's the Consumer Choice and Trust Advisory, the review team, or whether it's other PDPs. I think I wanted Steve Chan to go over that a little bit more and then to also discuss some ideas we had on the initial work plan and how to finalize that. So I see in the chat, yes, in 2200 on March 21st is when we'll resume the next official call of the group after the face-to-face next week. So Steve Chan, why don't you take it over and go from there.
Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve Chan from staff. So I just want to run through a few slides and so this first one is actually just a repeat from last week, and I think it's probably
we'll spend I'll talk a little bit about the Maricap
worth showing again. Because as Jeff mentioned, we kind of
rush meeting towards the end of this call. So I'll discuss what's going on there.
Ran through these slides with time being an issue last meeting. So once again, these were the five.
Okay. So, I forgot to mention the
groupings that the discussion group defined. They also serve
the length of the meetings. We're going to
as the basis for what was included in the issue report and also the charter.
Started out with, I believe, our call.
I don't really want to go into a ton of detail.
Hour and a half calls. And if we need to shorten.
But, you know, underneath each of these five groupings is a number of different individuals.
You know, we can obviously shorten them up.
Subjects. Some like overall process support and outreach.
If we don't need as long. But it's good for people to block out that time.
Issues have far more subjects than something like international domain names, group four.
Questions on that?
So just a brief reminder on the organization of.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to
the subjects. But what I want to spend a little more time on is the
organization. Steve Chan, because I think at the end of the
organization of work, this text.
At the end of the meeting, last meeting, Steve Chan went over.
Is actually pulled directly from the final issue report. And
some items that I thought were pretty important to repeat because it seemed like people were dropping off the phone and
So why it ended up being in the issue report was
also seeing that I really want to give a good back.
It was a reaction to a number of comments from the public comments, in fact.
Ground on not just the work that we're going to do, but some of the work that's also
So a number of readers of the preliminary issue report, that is, they found it difficult to perhaps track issues or find where they are in the issue report. There seemed to be overlap between issues, and there's also
going on concurrently and how we interact with those other groups.
So not necessarily a logical progression from subject to subject.
Whether it's the consumer choice.
And so this organization of work that was presented
and trust advisory, the review team, or what
as a possibility for how this working group would organize its work.
Whether it's other PDPs, I think I wanted Steve Chan to go over that a little bit.
This was presented as a possible option with
a bit more, and then to also discuss some ideas we had
in the final issue report. And so I did speak to this
had on the initial work plan and how to finalize
briefly during that first meeting, but I'll go through it a little bit more in detail now. So as you can see from each of these bullets, it suggests subjects or potential subjects that could fall within each of these groupings. And so question one, should there be new GTLD subsequent procedures, is kind of a foundational question that should be answered as quickly as possible. And it might not be possible to get to a definitive answer, because perhaps certain things like the outputs of the CCT review or the Competition Trust and Choice review, the findings from that may actually impact the outcome of that discussion.
I see in the chat, yes.
The idea is to try to front-load the questions.
In 2200, on March 21st is when we'll...
this group considers with high-level questions that may have...
We'll resume the next official call of the group after...
...of downstream impact. And so that second one...
to the face-to-face next week. So, Steve Chan, why don't you...
So if yes, if we want to have new GTLDs in the future...
You take it over and go from there.
Then what are the high-level principles that should govern the program? Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve Chan from staff. And so some of the questions that could be considered... So I just want to run through a few slides and are... should there be... So this first one is actually just a repeat from last week, and I think it's probably TLD types, or should there be worth showing again? Because as Jeff mentioned, we kind of rounds or should be an ongoing program. We could look at preparing through these slides with time being an issue last meeting, how to enhance predictability for the process, whether or not the... So once again, these were the five applicant guidebook. Is the right mechanism for the implementation groupings that the discussion group defined. They also serve possibly accreditation programs and as the basis for what was included in the issue report and also the charter. So the thought is that, number one, these are kind of foundational. I don't really want to go into a ton of detailed additional questions, but they're also possibly good, you know, underneath each of these five groupings is a number of different individual questions to answer collectively as a group. Subjects, some like overall process support and outreach. And so once we ask some of those questions, it kind of trickles down into some of these more detailed questions issues, have far more subjects than that follow in Section 3. So something like international domain names, group 4. For instance, if you have TLD types, then that may affect the app. So just a brief reminder on the organization of application process for different types of TLD types, the subjects. But what I want to spend a little more time on is the it could impact the evaluation process. It could impact the organization of work. This text-based registry agreement, so there's a number of, is actually pulled directly from the final issue report and impacts that may result from that high-level discussion in Section 2. So why it ended up being in the issue report was, so this Section 3 where we're talking about the details, this was just a proposal that staff put forward. It was a reaction to a number of comments from the public comment, in fact. It could perhaps match what the so a number of readers of the preliminary issue report discussion group divided the group. It could more follow that grouping. That is, they found it difficult. It could be something entirely different. There could be something missing to perhaps track issues or find where they are in the issue report. There seemed to be overlap between issues, and there's also. But again, this is just a proposal that staff put forward in the final. So not necessarily a logical progression from subject to subject in our report for discussion purposes. And so this organization of work that was presented, and so moving down to Section 4, just as a possibility for how this working group would organize its work, to touch again on, so I could see things in this section being... this was presented as a possible option with something like the base registry agreement within the final issue report. And so I did speak to this, perhaps the application fees. And so a number of things that require a lot of the baseline work to be briefly during that first meeting, but I'll go through it completed before he can actually address some of these items. And then finally, and operate a little bit more in detail now. So as you can see, Shalom Miscellaneous, you could have things like systems and communications. From each of these bullets, it suggests and things of that sort. And so the subjects or potential subjects that could fall within each. Staff saw some benefits to this approach in that it allows these groupings. And so the working group to stay together for a little bit and question one, should there be new GTLD subsequent procedures, is, and we see that beneficial as it will probably integrate members. Kind of a foundational question that should be answered as quickly as members, especially new members, into the working group process better. It'll lead to some familiarity among the working group members and develop some cohesiveness perhaps, and as possible. And it might not be. So the hope and the thought is that it wouldn't significantly slow possible to get to a definitive answer because perhaps certain things like slow down the work of the group, and it would also not prevent the working the outputs of the CCT review or the competition trust group to split up into subgroups at some point, which logically in choice review. The findings from that may actually impact could be section 3 there. The outcome of that discussion. And so this approach is also, it tried to narrow the focus on certain of the high-level subjects to avoid the overlap issue that I'd mentioned that was identified in the preliminary issue report comments. The idea is to try to front-load the questions that all I had on this page. Yeah, this group considers with high-level questions that may have. So again, this is a basic framework that could be altered for this working group's purposes if they have downstream impact. And so that second one, disagree with this approach. Before I move on, if we want to have new GTLDs in the future, next slide, just want to see if there's any questions about this proposed approach. Then what are the high-level principles that should govern the program? Seeing none. And so some of the questions that could be considered, moving to the next page. And so are, should there be, this is the topic that Jeff touched on in the TLD types, or should there be his previous comments? So there's a number of different rounds or should be an ongoing program. We could look at efforts, new GTLD efforts in the community at this point, how to enhance predictability for the process, whether or not the chief among them is perhaps the Competition Consumer Choice Applicant Guidebook is the right mechanism for the implementation of choice and consumer trust reviews as mandated by the commission. Possibly accreditation programs and affirmation of commitments, section 9.3. So the thought is that, number one, these are kind of foundational. And so proceeding, so this group actually additional questions, but they're also possibly good to be just started their work. I think they are on their third or fourth questions to answer collectively as a group meeting now. What preceded them actually, and so once we had some of those questions, begin in their meetings was a number of reviews that were conducted, kind of trickles down into some of these more detailed questions to provide data that follow in section 3. So for that group to consider, so the existing reviews are around. For instance, if you have TLD types. Then that may affect the on rights protection reviews, the TMCH or the trademark application process for different types of TLD types, clearinghouse program implementation reviews, security and stability. It could impact the evaluation process. It could impact the ability reviews, and then a number of data in base registry agreement. So there's a number of points around competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. And finally, impacts that may result from that high-level discussion in Section 2, a DNS abuse. Staff, so this Section 3, where we're also aware of the ESSAC having some talking about the details. This was just a proposal that staff put forward, efforts underway, and Julie from staff would also, it could perhaps match what the, probably have more detail on this than I would, but their reviewing guidance discussion group divided the group. It could more follow that grouping that they've already provided to see that how it was integrated, and they're also considering how to develop perhaps new guidance. It could be something entirely different. There could be something missing. We're aware that the GAC has some new GTLD-related efforts. But again, this is just a proposal that staff put forward in the final community applications under served regions and geographic names on our report for discussion purposes. There's a CWG on the use of country and territory names. And so moving down to Section 4, just TLDs, so that's country and territory names at the top level. To touch again on, I could see things in this section being, there's also a PDP that was recently initiated at the, something like the Base Registry Agreement last council meeting on rights protection mechanisms, that perhaps the application fees, and so a number of things that require working group is, or sorry, that PDP is still awaiting a charter. A lot of the baseline work to be, so it hasn't actually begun its operations. I'm not completed before we can actually address some of these items. And then finally, an operation where, I guess I'm not exactly clear what the ALAC might do. Additional miscellaneous, you could have things like systems and communications. ALAC might be doing, but thankfully we have the ALAC chair and things of that sort. And so on this call, so Alan might be able to provide some detail there. And not staff saw some benefits to this approach in that it allows the to put Alan on the spot. And, of course, we'd be interested to the working group to stay together for a little bit and identify other efforts that might be going on in the community. And we see that beneficial as it will probably integrate members. So it's important to remember that the GNSOs, especially new members, into the working group process better. Solely responsible for GTLD policy development, so this will lead to some familiarity among the working group members and develop working group's responsibility to consider all these efforts and develop in its recommended cohesiveness, perhaps, and recommendations. And so moving back to the CC. So the hope and the thought is that it wouldn't significantly slow CT or the competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust reviews, slow down the work of the group, and it would also not prevent the working at this. They had a face-to-face in Los Angeles ability group to split up into subgroups at some point, which logically was last week, and they identified a liaison to this group, and that's Carlos, where it could be Section 3 there. Gutierrez. And so this approach is also, we might want to consider as a working group whether or not other liaisons. It tried to narrow the focus on certain of the high-level subjects that might be warranted to help us to avoid the overlap issue that I'd mentioned that was keep our work coordinated, integrated, and keep identified in the preliminary issue report comments. Each other informed. So as I mentioned, that so we're able to, as a working group, to make sure we integrate the work of these. All I had on this page. And these other efforts, and so actually just to touch on the PDP on, and so again, this is a basic framework that could be altered for this working group's purposes. If the RPMs again, or rights protection mechanisms, it's spelled out in disagree with this approach. Before I move on to our charter, and I believe their charter as well, that there should be a liaison between those two groups. To next slide, just want to see if there's any questions about this proposed approach to, again, avoid overlapping work. Seeing none, just to take, see if there's anyone. Moving to the next page. And so any questions again to pause for a moment? This is the topic that Jeff touched on seeing none, moving on to the last slide, his previous comments. So there's a number of different so there's possible, these are the efforts, new GTLD efforts in the community at this point, possible next steps. There's obviously other ways we could go. But I think chief among them is perhaps the competition consumer choice. What we want to try to do is to agree on the work organization choice and consumer trust reviews as mandated by the mission approach, whether it's something similar or exactly like the weight affirmation of commitments, section 9.3. It's presented in the final issue report. I think it's good to... group actually have some conversation about how we want to proceed. We just started their work. I think they are on their third or fourth. And then once we agree on that work organization approach, I think it would be up to meeting now. What preceded them, actually, the staff and the co-chairs and perhaps other volunteers who might want to begin in their meetings, was a number of reviews that were conducted to participate to basically try to provide data, assign the subjects, the approximately 38 subjects for that group to consider. So the existing reviews are around subjects identified by the discussion group, and to put them within that new rights protection reviews, the TMCH, or the Trademark Work Organization Structure. And hopefully they have a logical home for e-clearinghouse, program implementation reviews, security and stitch of the subjects. And if they don't, then perhaps that's a good ability reviews, and then a number of data and a good way to identify some holes in that framework. Points around competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. And finally, and then so once we have the work organization, I think it'd probably be a DNS abuse. Staff, which I think is probably a precursor to really being able to develop. Is also aware of the ESSAC having some work plan. And that work plan, of course, would take in the efforts underway, and Julie from staff would also count the things that I mentioned on the previous slide. We would want to be able to probably have more detail on this than I would, but they're reviewing guidance integrate these outside efforts and to make sure we have that they've already provided to see that how it was integrated, and they're also considering checkpoints identified to be able to make sure that we consider those how to develop perhaps new guidance. Outside efforts. And one last, we're aware that the GAC has some new GTLD-related efforts for test point that in some conversations with the co-chair, community applications, underserved regions, and geographic names, they identified there's a CWG on the use of country and territory names. A good starting point for us might be to consider the existing TLDs, so that's country and territory names at the top level. Existing recommendations from the 2007 final report. There's also a PDP that was recently initiated at the. I think I've mentioned this probably many a time in many meetings, but last council meeting on rights protection mechanisms. Those existing recommendations are in place. Working group is, or sorry, that PDP is still awaiting a charter. And perhaps if this group were not to come out with any recommendations, so it hasn't actually begun its operations. I'm not aware. Those recommendations from 2007 would still be in effect. I guess I'm not exactly clear what the ALAC might be doing. And so I think it would be ALAC might be doing, but thankfully we have the ALAC chair. Or I guess the co-chairs would also agree. We think that they're on this call, so Alan might be able to provide some detail there. And not those, starting with that as a basis to make sure that we understand the existing recommendations to put Alan on the spot. And, of course, we'd be interested to patients might be a good place to start. And so that identify other efforts that might be going on in the community. I think all the slides I had, I'll hand it back over to Jeff. So it's important to remember that that the GNSOs, and Jeff also has hands up too. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Solely responsible for GTLD policy development, so it's this work.
Chan. And we will come up with a better nickname.
Working group's responsibility to consider all these efforts and developing its recommendations.
So that's maybe one of the tasks of the working group, the first one.
Recommendations. And so moving back to the CC.
I just wanted to mention, because there were some comments in the chat, which
CT, or the Competition, Consumer Choice, and Consumer Trust Reviews.
I think we're good, and that is to the extent that...
At this, they had a face-to-face in Los Angeles, I believe.
When we normally kick off a PDP, at least in the past...
It was last week, and they identified a liaison to this group, and that's Carlos. A
couple of years or so, we've sent out notices to the GAP.
Gutierrez. And so...
Back to see if we can get participation from GAC members.
We might want to consider, as a working group, whether or not other liaisons...
You know, has a call gone out to the GAC yet, or is that something that will...
...liaisons might be warranted to help us...
mention at the Marrakesh meeting, do we have any participants yet in the working group?
Keep our work coordinated, integrated, and keep...
From the GAC? Do you know?
Each other informed. So as I mentioned, that so we're able to, as a working group, to make sure we integrate the work of these. Of
Steve, Chen.
Sorry, get off mute. These other efforts, and so actually, just to touch on the PDP, I don't believe we have any RPMs again, or rights protection mechanisms. It's spelled out in our systems from the GAC. I'll have to take a look at the distribution again. Our charter, and I believe their charter as well, that there should be a liaison between those two groups. Can you go ahead and move forward, and I'll go ahead and take a look and to, again, avoid overlapping work. It's part of the PDP process, as you mentioned, to reach out to them. Just to see if there's any GAC in other groups, so... let me take a look and see if we have any questions again, to pause for a moment. Any participants at this time? Thanks.
Great. So,
seeing none, moving on to the last slide.
So that's a good point, Liz. I had.
So there's possible. These are the possible.
Raised it on the chat, and if we don't have any yet.
Possible next steps. There's obviously other ways we could go. But I think
we will coordinate with Mason Cole, who's the GNS.
What we want to try to do is to agree on the work organization.
So liaison to the GAC, the GNS.
Organization approach, whether it's something similar or exactly like the way.
Council liaison. And so we'll coordinate with Mason.
It's presented in the final issue report. I think it's good to.
Mason, but I do know normally the GAC gets at least before every item.
Have some conversation about how we want to proceed.
ICANN meeting, if not on a more often basis, gets kind of an update on the PDPs.
And then once we agree on that work organization approach, I think it would be up
that are starting or in place and looking for volunteers. So
the staff and the co-chairs and perhaps other volunteers who might want to.
We will try to get some additional participation.
To participate, to basically try to.
If we can. And so that, I want to turn it over to...
assign the subjects, the approximately 38 subjects.
Alan's got his hand raised. So, Alan?
Thank you very much.
Subjects identified by the discussion group, and to put them within that new...
When I checked a few days ago, there were several GAC observers...
...work organization structure, and hopefully they have a logical home for each...
...on the group, but no participants. I
have to the subjects... and if they don't, then perhaps that's a good...
It feels really strongly that we need active people working on this. We
...way to identify some holes in that framework.
We know they cannot represent the GAC, but similarly many...
And then, so once we have the work organization, I think it'd probably be...
Many of us do not formally represent our own groups. We just have...
Which I think is probably a precursor to really being able to develop...
some idea of what's important to our groups, and that may satisfy them in the end.
Work plan. And that work plan, of course, would take in the
when we go forward. We just can't have a repeat of what happened last
count the things that I mentioned on the previous slide. We would want to be able to
time where there was continual involvement with the GAC between
integrate these outside efforts and to make sure we have
between the GAC and the GNSO. And the GAC simply said we stated our principles.
Checkpoints identified to be able to make sure that we consider those
outside. Make sure to follow them, and then everything blew up at the end.
Outside efforts. And one last.
We really need more active participation. And
last point that in some conversations with the co-chairs.
And I, for one, have put it on the agenda for the.
They identified.
The ALAC GAC meeting to raise the issue with them because
a good starting point for us might be to consider the
I just don't see how we're going to come out with
existing recommendations from the 2007 final report.
It was something that won't blow up unless we have a lot of interaction.
I think I've mentioned this probably many a time in many meetings, but
thank you.
Thanks, Alan, and thanks also.
Those existing recommendations are in place.
For putting that on your agenda for your discussion with.
And perhaps if this group were not to come out with any recommendations, those.
The board. Aubrey?
With the GAC.
Those recommendations from 2007 would still be in effect.
I'm sorry, with the GAC. Yes, sorry, my words are getting mixed.
And. So I think it would be
mixed up here, yes, with the GAC. The ALAC meeting with the GAC. Thank you.
Or I guess the co-chairs would also agree. We think that the...
Aubrey?
Yeah, this is Aubrey speaking.
Those, starting with that as a basis to make sure that we understand the existing recommendations.
Somebody mentioned Mason in the chat.
Might be a good place to start. And so that...
And that fits in with what I wanted to mention is I know that...
I think all the slides I had, I'll hand it back over to Jeff.
The GNSO GAC group has...
And Jeff also has hands up, too. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Early procedures to follow.
Chan. And we will come up with a better nickname.
Specifically on giving notifications of issues. And
so that's maybe one of the tasks of the working group, the first one.
And such. To the GAC. I don't remember the details at the moment.
I just wanted to mention because there were some comments in the chat, which I
gave them before the next meeting, but certainly working with Mason.
I think we're good, and that is to the extent that
his role as liaison to the GAC to make sure that we're
when we normally kick off a PDP, at least in the past,
plugged into that whole set of connections.
Couple of years or so, we've sent out notices to the GAC
points that have been established by the GNSO GAC group
to see if we can get participation from GAC members.
Is something that we need to do. Thanks.
You know, has a call gone out to the GAC yet, or is that something that we'll make? Thanks, Aubrey, and there's definitely support function at the Marrakesh meeting. Do we have any participants yet in the working group from a bunch of people in the chat for that, or on the list from the GAC? Do you know? Carlos?
No, I don't. This is Carlos. Thank you, Jeff. I don't want to repeat what
Steve, Chan?
Sorry, get off mute.
But Aubrey said there is a formal procedure for early participation.
I don't believe we have any
participation of the GAC on issues considered to be of
from the GAC. I'll have to take a look at the distribution again.
Public interest, so they should be involved in this discussion of the different.
Can you go ahead and move forward, and I'll go ahead and take a look in yeah.
Different boxes Steve showed us, and that should
proceed. It's part of the PDP process, as you mentioned, to reach out to the
seed according.
The GAC and other groups. So let me take a look and see if we have any.
Great. Thank you, Carlos.
Any participants at this time? Thanks.
Great. So is there anyone else that has got any questions on that? and I'm looking at a good. So that's a good point, Liz. I have chat going on, so I'm trying to read those. But it seems like everybody raised it on the chat, and if we don't have any yet, everybody is on Adobe, and not too many people just on. We will coordinate with Mason Cole, who's Janice, a call. So just let me liaison to the GAC. Janice, so give me a second here. Mary, great. Okay, yeah, so we will council liaison. And so we'll coordinate with Mason. We will talk to Mason. I'll put that on my list, Mason. But I do know normally the GAC gets at least before every I talk to Mason, make sure he's fully briefed on it, and to start the CAN meeting, if not on a more often basis, gets kind of an update on the PDP's early procedures right away so that we can, you know, that are starting or in place and looking for volunteers. So as early as Maricash next week, see if we can get, we will try to get some additional participation if some interaction started. Great, if we can. And so that, I want to turn it over to, and on that, and we finished going through the slides, but Alan's got his hand raised. So, Alan.
Thank you very much.
One of the things I wanted to address during this call.
When I checked a few days ago, there were several GAC observers.
Is, and it sort of was brought up by.
On the group, but no participants. I happy
indirectly by Robin a little bit earlier. So, you know, just
it feels really strongly that we need active people working on this. We
just to remind everyone, and one of the things that we're going to really spend some time.
We know they cannot represent the GAC, but similarly, many
time in Maricash discussing is that this, you know, at least
many of us do not formally represent our own groups. We just have
initially, we're not starting from a blank slate. There are
some idea of what's important to our groups and that may satisfy them in the end.
There is existing policy from the GNSO on
when we go forward. We just can't have a repeat of what happened last
the introduction of GTLDs and
time where there was continual involvement with the GAC between
while we're going to spend a bunch of time evaluating those
between the GAC and the GNSO. And the GAC simply said we stated our principles.
What I thought we would do in Maricash is go over the
principles, make sure to follow them, and then everything blew up at the end.
The principles and the guidelines that
we really need more active participation. And
the GNSO had come up with in their
and I, for one, have put it on the agenda for the
final report in 2007. And I know that's a long
the ALAC GAC meeting to raise the issue with them because
time ago, it's nine years ago that I was
I just don't see how we're going to come out
presented to the board, but I think because that's existing policy
was something that won't blow up unless we have a lot of interaction
and that was approved by a consensus and
thank you.
Thanks, Alan, and thanks also. Approved eventually by the board, and I will say you for putting that on your agenda for your discussion with used by the board in theory for all of the implementation of the board. Aubrey?
Excuse me, with the GAC.
In the application guidebook and beyond. I'm sorry, with the GAC. Yes, sorry, my words are getting that policy is still good. So that policy at the ticks up here, yes, with the GAC, the ALAC meeting with the GAC. Thank you. Time in 2007, which Aubrey.
Yeah, this is Aubrey speaking.
Aubrey's going to do an overview of at the face-to-face.
Somebody mentioned Mason in the chat.
Maricash really has a bunch of principles in there, things that still are pretty.
And that fits in with what I wanted to mention is I know that the
non-controversial, you know, that new GTLD should be introduced.
The GNSO GAC group has
said in an orderly, timely, and predictable way.
Early procedures to follow.
that some GTLDs should be IDNs or internationalized domain names.
Specifically on giving notifications of issues. And
so there's a lot of just generic policy
and such to the GAC. I don't remember the details at the moment. I'll review
principles, recommendations, and a little bit more specific
even before the next meeting, but certainly working with Mason in
implementation guidelines. But for those of us that were involved in 2000,
as well as liaison to the GAC, to make sure that we're
7 or before, know that we really
plugged into that whole set of connections.
We didn't get into the implementation details as much as we should have. So
points that have been established by the GNSO GAC group.
So on the base question
is something that we need to do. Thanks.
And of or the foundational question of should there be new thanks, Aubrey, and there's definitely support for GTLDs. At this point, the policy is that from a bunch of people in the chat for that or on the list, there will be new GTLDs. Carlos?
No, I don't.
And we'll go over the specific language in the.
This is Carlos. Thank you, Jeff. I don't want to repeat what.
In the approved policies in Maricash.
But Avery said there is a formal procedure for early participation.
But, you know, unless this group, by a consensus, believes
of the GAC on issues considered to be
otherwise, then the default answer of that is yes, there will be new
public interest, so they should be involved in this discussion of the different
GTLDs. Now, again, there is nothing preventing this group
different boxes Steve showed us, and that should
from relooking at that issue, and if by consensus agrees that that
seed according
shouldn't be the case going forward, then, you know, we can. Great. Thank you, Carlos. Cross that bridge. But at this point, all of the prints. Is there anyone else that has got any questions on that? And I'm looking at the good principles for right now are considered still in effect. Chat going on, so I'm trying to read those. But it seems like every. So we try to operate, I guess, on a base. Everybody is on Adobe, and not too many people just on this precedent. Set, and so the good news is we're not starting a call. So just let me starting off on a blank slate. But, you know, give me a second here, Mary. Great. Okay, yeah, so we will, if people do want changes to those high-level principles and recommendations, we will talk to Mason. I'll put that on my list. And implementation guidelines, then that's something that I can send talk to Mason, make sure he's fully briefed on it, and to start those, the group needs to agree to. So with that, I just want to early procedures right away so that we can, you know, see if there's any questions. I don't know if some early as Maricash next week, see if we can get someone can post a link to the 2007 final report if some interaction started. Great, in the chat or at least in the notes, when we publish the, and on that, and we finished going through the slides, the notes from the meeting, but if we could do that so people can before that. One of the things I wanted to address during this call, that face-to-face meeting, can look at those policies, is, and it sort of was brought up by, it's, you know, given the length of a lot of, indirectly by Robin a little bit earlier. So, you know, just the final reports that we have, and even this last, just to remind everyone, and one of the things that we're going to really spend some final issue report on new GTLDs, the final report from the GNSO time and Maricash discussing, is that this, you know, at least those, actually not that long. And principles, recommendations, initially, we're not starting from a blank slate. There are, since an implementation guidelines are fairly straight. There is existing policy from the GNSO on board, though obviously with a lot of things that happened, the introduction of GTLDs and were subject to a lot of interpretation. While we're going to spend a bunch of time evaluating those. So one of the goals, I think, is to, what I thought we would do in Marrakesh is go over the, with a lot of those principles. I'm sure there'll be new principles. I'm sure there'll be the principles and the guidelines that we knew, recommendations, implementation guidelines, or at least modifications that the GNSO had come up with in there for those. Hopefully we can do, and hopefully we can be a final report in 2007. And I know that's a long, lot more clearer, so that less things are subject time ago. It's nine years ago that I was put to interpretation by staff or presented to the board. But I think because that's existing policy or other, you know, the GAC and other groups, hopefully we can drill down on those. And that was approved by a consensus. And so I see that Julie has posted the approved eventually by the board. And I will say you link, as Steve has as well, used by the board in theory for all of the implementation. So is there any questions about that? I see in the application guidebook and beyond. Alan's got his hand raised. So, Alan?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
That policy is still good. So that policy at the
time to point out the implications of not getting it right. Last
time, in 2007, which
this time, well, as we all know, the, quote, implementation that
Aubrey's going to do an overview of at the face-to-face and
designing the guidebook and then the follow-on activities.
Marrakesh really has a bunch of
After the release in response to GAC advice.
Of principles in there, things that still are pretty
was painful for all of us. But
non-controversial, you know, that new GTLD should be introduced.
With the new policy implementation rules that are in place, it's
in an orderly, timely, and predictable way.
Going to become a lot more painful. Things that the board did.
That some GTLDs should be IDNs or internationalized domain names.
Excuse me. Did essentially on their own with community.
So there's a lot of just generic policy
input last time. We'll pretty much have to go back to the GNSO.
Principles, recommendations, and a little bit more specific.
For discussion, decision by the community.
Implementation guidelines, but for those of us that were involved in 2000.
So the implications of if we don't get all the details.
Seven or before, know that we really.
Details right and satisfy all of the parties to at least some
extent. We didn't get into the implementation details as much as we should have. So
extent are far more onerous than they were last time. I think it's just important to keep
On the base question
that in mind as we go forward. Thank you.
Of or the foundational question of should there be new. Yeah, thanks, Alan. And as Rob GTLDs at this point. The policy is that, and it's pointed out, you know, some would argue that the principles, some of the principles weren't. There will be new GTLDs implemented, or at least in the fashion that the GNSO, and we'll go over the specific language in the had assumed they'd be implemented. So that's something in the approved policies in Marrakesh to discuss. And, you know, the silver lining on what Alan has said, but, you know, unless this group, by a consensus, believes, even though it's going to be a little bit more painful, I think the silver lining is that we have otherwise, then the default answer of that is, yes, there will be enough experience now and know how some of those provisions were interpreted to GTLDs. Now, again, there's nothing preventing this group interpreted by others and have the opportunity to at least from relooking at that issue, and if by consensus agrees that correct them if we think that they were not implemented correctly. Shouldn't be the case going forward, then, you know, we can correctly. So, Aubrey?
Yeah, I just
cross that bridge, but at this point, all of the principles.
This is Aubrey speaking. Hopefully my microphone is a little louder. People did ask.
But right now are considered still in effect.
I think one of the things to be considered, and I was going to talk about.
So we try to operate, I guess, on a basis.
There's a little when we meet next time.
It's a precedent set, and so the good news is we're not starting.
The method that we use now in the GNSS for PDP.
Starting off on a blank slate, but, you know.
Is different from what it was then. Then we basically,
you know, if people do want changes to those high-level principles and recommendations,
basically had lots of discussions and only put high-level
and implementation guidelines, then that's something that a consensus
statement in the PDP
the group needs to agree to. So with that, I just want to
itself and the policy itself. These days, we've learned our
See if there's any questions. I don't know if some
lesson, and we've gotten far more into explaining.
One can post a link to the 2007 final report
and going into the details. And I think even if
in the chat or at least in the notes when we publish the,
we want to keep the policy exactly the same, which
the notes from the meeting. But if we could do that, so people can before that,
is not something I would bet on. We would still find
that face-to-face meeting can look at those policies
ourselves, wanting to basically clarify what
it's you know, given the length of a lot of
some of those very general statements from the last policy,
the final reports that we have, and even this last
actually meant and their implications.
Final issue report on new GTLDs, the final report from the GNSS.
So I think that that's one thing that's very different in PDP.
It's actually not that long. Principles, recommendations,
processes within the last decade. Thanks.
And implementation guidelines are fairly straightforward. Thanks, Aubrey. Though, obviously, with a lot of things that happen. And I see there's a question from, and we're subject to a lot of interpretation, Phil, on the chat. So one of the goals, I think, is to, as it says, co-chairs, do we have a target date for completion? With a lot of those principles, I'm sure there'll be new principles. I'm sure there'll be, at this point, we don't. We're just getting started. I knew recommendations, implementation guidelines, or at least modifications. I think some of that is going to have to do with, you know, what this for those. Hopefully we can do, and hopefully we can be a lot more, feels like, on the foundational questions and a lot more clearer so that less things are subject, you know, and how much discussion we need to get into on those subject to interpretation by staff or there was kind of an initial or other, you know, the GAC and other groups. Hopefully we can drill down on those. Cut early on around the final issue report time of. So I see that Julie has posted the of, you know, how long PDPs generally take. Link, as Steve has as well. But I think one of the things that we're going to work on after we go over the. So is there any questions about that? I see foundational issues and see where we stand on those. Alan's got his hand raised. So, Alan?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Just want
is to finalize that initial work plan that will
have to point out the implications of not getting it right.
Have a target date for the release of
time. Well, as we all know, the, quote, implementation, the
different milestones, including the what's required.
Designing the guidebook and then the follow-on activities.
Shared in all PDPs, which are is at least an initial.
After the release in response to GAC advice.
Report and a final report, we may find that
we was painful for all of us. But
we want to do additional types of reports out for public comment.
With the new policy implementation rules that are in place, it's
then just those two required, which the policy
going to become a lot more painful. Things that the board did.
The policy development process allows for, plus we may find
did essentially on their own with community.
That we want to establish or get advice from.
Input last time, we'll pretty much have to go back to the GNSO.
Expert groups or experts, and that's
for discussion decision by the community.
Also allowed in the PDP, as Steve Chan went over the last time. So,
the implications of if we don't get all the details.
At this point, we're just getting started. I don't want to put
details right and satisfy all of the parties to at least some
any date in the sand at this, because I don't think we can.
Extent are far more onerous than they were last time. I think it's just important to keep.
And we also do need to consider the inputs of other
that in mind as we go forward. Thank you.
Groups like the Consumer Choice and Trust Review Team, which. Yeah, thanks, Alan. And as Rob, I know, has a goal of putting out, I believe, an initial. Robin has pointed out, you know, some would argue that the principles, some of the principles weren't reported at the end of this year. So implemented, or at least in the fashion that the GNSO. I think we're sidestepping the issue on timing because there's a lot of had assumed they'd be implemented. So that's something work ahead of us, and hopefully after we address the foundational questions to discuss. And, you know, the silver lining on what Alan has said, and are able to get into, even though it's going to be a little bit more painful, I think the silver lining is that we have to some of the substance and the work plan will be able to come up with a date. Have experience now and know how some of those provisions were interpreted. I see John's on there with a good comment about interpreted by others, and have the opportunity to at least survey of 2012 applicants. I think that's a great correct them if we think that they were not implemented correct idea, if that's something that the working group feels like it correctly. So, Avery?
Yeah, I just
wants to do. I think there may be a time later on that we
can. This is Avery speaking. Hopefully my microphone is a little louder. People did ask.
Come up with some specific set of questions that we can ask the.
I think one of the things to be considered, and I was going to talk about
the applicants, but I think also there may be questions we want.
There's a little when we meet next time.
If want to ask not just the applicants, but potentially those.
That the method that we use now in the GNSO for PDP.
That filed objections, those that filed.
Is different from what it was then. Then we basically.
Or those that were involved, I guess their applicants were in the string contention, obviously.
Basically had lots of discussions and only put high level.
But we may want to see if there's any comments by the.
Statements in. The PDP.
Providers, the dispute providers, or.
Itself and the policy itself. These days, we've learned our.
Contention providers, whatever we want to call them. So.
Lesson, and we've gotten far more into explaining.
There may be a bunch of different questions we want to ask of a number of.
And going into the details. And I think even if.
Groups, I think that's a great idea.
We were to keep the policy exactly the same, which.
Anyone else have any questions or comments?
Is not something I would bet on. We would still find.
Just trying to read through the chat.
Ourselves wanting to basically clarify what.
See if we picked up everything. And if people have, you know.
Some of those very general statements. From the last policy.
Some really great comments in the chat. If they want to bring them up.
Actually meant and their implications.
You know, on a call or want to talk about it. Let's.
So I think that that's one thing that's very different in PDP.
We should get that out there. It's hard to. There's
a lot of processes within the last decade. Thanks.
A lot of people on this call chatting. So. Thanks, Avery. Mary just commented on the use of implementation teams. And I see there's a question from which are, which there was a PDP preview, Phil, on the chat. That that approved implementation that says co-chairs, do we have a target date for completion? Teams of the GNSO. So if there's a question on a GNSO, at this point we don't. We're just getting started. I know policy that involves a question on implementation. I think some of that is going to have to do with, you know, what this that is supposed to go back to the GNSO group feels like on the foundational questions and for resolution. You know, and how much discussion we need to get into on those subjects. So anything else in the chat that anyone else wants to text? There was kind of an initial cover. Cut early on around the final issue report time of. Okay, so I mean, there's, you know, of, you know, how long PDPs generally take. But there's really no reason to keep everyone on for, but I think one of the things that we're going to work on after we go over the longer than we have to, I just again want to say that in Marrakesh, foundational issues and see where we stand on those. And if Steve Chan can just post the time, it's kind of early, is to finalize that initial work plan that will be in the morning. So unfortunately, if you're going to be have a target date for the release of remote dialing in from, let's say, North America, it's going to be pretty early. Different milestones, including the what's required. If you're dialing in from Europe or Asia, you're prepared in all PDPs, which are is at least an initial, probably in a lot better time zone to dial in from. But with a report and a final report, we may find that we're going to spend the bulk of that time going over the, we want to do additional types of reports out for public comment, going over the foundational principles, then just those two required, which the policy recommendations and the implementation guidelines into the policy development process allows for. Plus, we may find in the 2007 final report that we want to establish or get advice from, see where we kind of stand on those, what clarifications, if expert groups or experts, and that's all that needs to be made on those and really move forward towards finalizing. Also allowed in the PDP, as Steve Chan went over the last time, so a initial implementation plan. As Steve Chan, at this point, we're just getting started. I don't want to put, and it's posted, the next meeting is in Marrakesh on the 10th of March, any date in the sand at this, because I don't think we can. March from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. And we also do need to consider the inputs of other local time in Marrakesh, which I believe is UTC. So groups like the Consumer Choice and Trust Review Team, which again, apologize for those that are going to participate from North America. I know has a goal of putting out, I believe, an initial. It'll be quite early. So then report at the end of this year. So anybody have any last questions or comments? I think we're sidestepping the issue on timing because there's a lot of
work. Oh, good.
Great. Let's see, there's work ahead of us, and hopefully after we address the foundational questions, is there an agenda for the Marrakesh meeting? We'll put out a specific and are able to get into the agenda, Colette, but basically it's really going to be spending the bulk to some of the substance and the work plan. We'll be able to come up with a date, the time, going over the 2000. I see John's on there with a good comment about a 7 final report and, you know, what survey of 2012 applicants. I think that's a great precedent already been set. And then talking about the initial idea, if that's something that the working group feels like it's a work plan. So it's really going to be that, doing what it wants to do. I think there may be a time later on that we can work. Come up with some specific set of questions that we can ask the. Great. So, Steve Chan, do you have anything to add? the applicants, but I think also there may be questions we want.
Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve.
I want to ask not just the applicants, but potentially those.
Chance from staff. No, I don't think so. I think you covered it all.
That filed objections. Those that filed.
One quick thing I would say is it's
or those that were involved. I guess their applicants were in the string contention. Obviously,
seems like we've coalesced around the more or less the approach that was described. In,
but we may want to see if there's any comments by the.
The slides. So it seems like staff and the co-chairs can start working.
Providers, the dispute providers, or
working on developing the organization to work, and then subsequently
contention providers, whatever we want to call them. So
also the initial take on a work.
There may be a bunch of different questions we want to ask of a number of different
plans. So I just wanted to say that and confirm that, and make sure I
conclude. I think that's a great idea.
I understand that correctly. Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Steve. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Chan, we will obviously put that out. Just trying to read through the chat. The co-chairs will meet. We'll talk about it, and we'll put it out for review, obviously, if we picked up everything. And if people have, obviously, from the whole working group, so that we have everyone on board. And some really great comments in the chat. If they want to bring them up, we'll go over what we have in Marrakesh. You know, on a call or want to talk about it, let's. So we did make it in an hour, and as Carlos says, we should get that out there. It's hard to, there's, like I said, everyone have a safe trip. Let me ask, I've read a lot of people on this call chatting, so. Or Steve Coates, do you guys have anything you want to add? Mary just commented on the use of implementation teams.
This is Aubrey, I don't.
No.
Which are, which there was a PDP previous.
I'm good. Thank you, Jeff.
Great. All right, thank you, everyone. And we'll obviously that approved implementation fee. A lot of you in Marrakesh, either remotely or in teams of the GNSO. So if there's a question on a GNSO person, and if not, we will talk to you on the 21st. So policy that involves a question on implementation on for our next call.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. That is supposed to go back to the GNSO.
Thanks. Bye. Safe travels, everyone.
Bye. For resolution.
Thank you. Today's meeting has been adjourned.
So, anything else in the chat that anyone else wants to cover? Okay. So, I mean, there's really no reason to keep everyone on for longer than we have to. I just again want to say that in Marrakesh, and if Steve Chan can just post the time. It's kind of early in the morning. So unfortunately, if you're going to be remote dialing in from, let's say, North America, it's going to be pretty early. If you're dialing in from Europe or Asia, you're probably in a lot better time zone to dial in from. But we're going to spend the bulk of that time going over the foundational principles, recommendations, and the implementation guidelines in the 2007 final report, see where we kind of stand on those, what clarifications, if any, need to be made on those, and really move forward towards finalizing a initial implementation plan. As Steve Chan has posted, the next meeting is in Marrakesh on the 10th of March from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. local time in Marrakesh, which I believe is UTC. So, again, apologize for those that are going to participate from North America. It'll be quite early. So does anybody have any last questions or comments?
All good.
Great. Let's see. Is there an agenda for the Marrakesh meeting? We'll put out a specific agenda, Colette, but basically it's really going to be spending the bulk of the time going over the 2000 and seven final reports, and you know what precedent's already been set, and then talking about the initial work plan. So it's really going to be that doing that work. Great. So Steve Chan, do you have anything to add?
Thanks, Jeff. This is Steve Chan from staff. No, I don't think so. I think you covered it all. One quick thing I would say is it seems like we've coalesced around the more or less the approach that was described in the slides. So it seems like staff and the co-chairs can start working on developing the organizational work and then subsequently also the initial take on a work plan. So I just wanted to say that and confirm that and make sure I understand that correctly. Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Steve Chan. We will obviously put that out. The co-chairs will meet, we'll talk about it, and we'll put it out for review, obviously, from the whole working group so that we have everyone on board, and we'll go over what we have in Marrakesh. So we did make it in an hour, and as Carlos has said, everyone have a safe trip. Let me ask, Avery or Steve Coates, do you guys have anything you want to add?
This is Avery. I don't.
No, I'm good. Thank you, Jeff.
Great. All right. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see a lot of you in Marrakesh, either remotely or in person. And if not, we will talk to you on the 21st for our next call.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Safe travels, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting has been adjourned.